Hi class, let's learn a very important topic in HRM, and that is manpower planning for hospital. It's a prime function whereby the HR manager sees to it that the right kind of people, that's the competent people, are available for the right job at the right time at the right location. And they are going to look into this by doing the forecasting of the requirement of manpower, the competencies required, the numbers required, etc., by various methods. And they are going to look into not only the short term or mid term, that is immediate or the 2 to 3 years gap, but even for 5 to 10 years they can forecast for this manpower planning. So the learning objectives for this topic is, what is the nature and scope of manpower planning? The need and objectives of manpower planning, why it is needed, and what are the objectives for that? How you are going to do manpower planning, what are the steps involved in that? And if you do proper manpower planning, how it is going to benefit the hospital, and especially the manpower planning that is done for long term, what can be the barriers of manpower planning? To introduce this topic, let's say that manpower planning involves integration of all the information available based on the number of services provided by the hospital, the type of the hospital, whether it is private hospital, public or charitable hospital, whether it is going to expand, whether it is going to merge and acquire some new hospitals. So the information is very important. So integration of all information, formulation of policies regarding how you are going to acquire new manpower and the right kind of people, what is required to be acquired, the forecasting of the future requirements of the human resources, so that the right personnel are available for the right job at the right time. How it starts? It starts with analysis of the future requirement of the hospital and what are the strategic objectives of the hospital per se, which will give us a guideline regarding the requirement of the new manpower for our hospital. It can be short term for 2 to 3 years or it can be long term for 5 to 10 years. So what's the nature and scope of manpower planning? To define manpower planning, it is the procurement, development, allocation and utilization of human resources in an organization. Procurement, that means you have to procure, recruit new people, select new people from them. After selecting the right kind of people who are going to gel with the hospital culture and values, you will have to still develop them further to acquire the right kind of skills and competencies required for their job, and then allocate them to the right place where they can show their, where they can utilize these competencies to achieve the results of the organization, to achieve the objectives of the hospital, and utilize them so that the organizational goals can be achieved. HRP is a process by which the organization ensures that the right number and kind of people, the right number means, suppose there are 50 vacancies in the hospital because it's a big tertiary care hospital, then 50 number of people with the right competencies should be, the HR manager should be able to provide and procure. Then the kind of people, that means the competencies of these people, which should be as per the requirement of the hospital, at the right place, that means if it's a multi-speciality hospital with multiple locations, say global hospital, it's in Hyderabad, it's in Bombay, it's in Chennai, or Apollo hospital, so the number of people required in various locations also you should be able to fulfill that requirement. Otherwise, say 50 posts are vacant in the three locations and there are 50 people available, but out of these 40 wants to join only Bombay, and then the remaining two places where there are 10 vacancies available, hardly 5 people are ready to go. That's not done. So you should have the right number of people with the right competencies, that is the right kind, at the right place also is equally important, at the right time, and they should be capable of effectively and efficiently completing those tasks that will help the organization to achieve its overall objectives. That's the importance of human resource planning. So HRP translates the organization's objectives and plans into the number of workers needed to meet those objectives. So suppose you have got 5 objectives in front of you, and to achieve those objectives you require 300 people, and you have got only 250 available right now. So to achieve those objectives, you should translate that into the number of people required and then fulfill that gap in such a way that the right number of people are available at the right place, at the right time, who are rightly qualified or who are the proper competent people for that field, so that the organizational objectives can be achieved. So what is the nature and scope of manpower planning? There are 3 types of forecasts needed for achieving this. One is economic forecast, that means what will be the financial budget required, what will be the number of people required, what will be the number of competencies required, there should be. Hospital expansion forecast also is required. Whether hospital wants to expand, whether it wants to increase the number of services that it is providing. Suppose it doesn't have oncology department, now it wants to start cancer treatment cell, including oncologists, oncosurgeons, radiotherapy, etc. Whether it wants to increase one more location, suppose it is available right now in Bombay, Chennai and Hyderabad, whether it wants to open another hospital in Delhi or in Gurgaon, then that also one should take into consideration. And then employees market forecast. What is the right kind of competent employees available in the market, that also one should be able to forecast, and the requirement for the hospital. So what is the scope of this? To make the list of current manpower. First of all, you should know what is the current manpower and their current competencies available with you. Then you should check whether you are utilizing your current manpower optimally or not. Their competencies are being utilized by you or not. Then to find what is the requirement of manpower, then you plan how you are going to procure this manpower which is required to be filled in. And finally, as things are changing day by day, newer and newer technologies are coming up, or you are going to expand, so considering all that, you should also see to it that you are developing proper training programs to achieve those competencies amongst your employees to achieve the organizational objectives. So what are the reasons for manpower planning in a hospital? Why you want to do that in a hospital? One is, usually there is a shortage of certain categories of employees in the market. Say nurses in India. The major number of nurses are Keralite nurses in India, and most of them are going to either US, Australia, New Zealand, Middle East. So in India we have got scarcity of nurses. We have got scarcity of certain super specialists also, doctors. need for new skills and new categories of employees due to advances in technology or medical science. As lot of research is going on in medical science, to achieve that kind of competent people who are able to upgrade their skills in collaboration with the newer technologies that are developing in the medical science is very difficult to get. And hence there is again need to develop such new skills, and for that you should have the right kind of faculties also available who can teach these new skills and new categories of technologies to your employees, since the advances that are occurring are phenomenal. Then the changes in organizational design or structure affecting manpower demand. As per the requirement, due to the global competition that's occurring, you may have to change the organizational structure of a hospital, and based on that also you'll have to change the manpower from one place to the other, from one department to the other at times, and then you may have to retrain them in that particular field. Government policies for reservation of certain categories. As you know, politicians to improve their vote banks are frequently adding newer categories of people to be employed in hospitals, in various other institutions, to improve upon their employment so that they can get votes from them. So scheduled caste, scheduled tribe, other backward class, so on and so forth. And then they are also coming up with women employees, some of them are going on for disabled employees, etc. The percentage reservation for each of them. And hence you have to follow those rules and regulations and those policies for reservation of certain categories. So accordingly, when you are planning for manpower in your hospital, you have to keep this in mind, and then you should reserve certain seats for them also, and who should be equally competent in that field. That also is a challenge. As we know, the international scenario, the nurses, doctors and paramedics are being taken away by America, Middle East and various other countries from India. So there is a brain drain which occurs regularly, and hence we have got scarcity of this. The population that we are having and the doctor patient ratio here is really much less what is as compared to what it is required in India. And hence there is always a scarcity of the right skilled competent doctors, paramedics and nurses. And the introduction of information technology and computers also has led to the problem of manpower planning, because you need less number of people now because of this, because many of the work done by man is taken over by the computers, by artificial intelligence and by accuracy of the results they are giving at a click of a button. So that also one has to take into consideration while planning the manpower. So let's understand the framework for manpower planning. One has to investigate from the external, internal, organizational and commercial aspect. As far as external thing is concerned, one has to see how much external supply of this particular competency type of employees that we want, is it available? Be it nurses, be it specialist doctors, be it technicians. Then secondly, we have to see government action regarding policies of backward class, other backward class, women, disabled people, etc. There are education trends, how it is going, that also one has to look into. In fact, nowadays lesser and lesser number of people are attracted towards medical profession. There are more people who are going towards commerce, chartered accountant, marketing, MBAs and other things, because they feel that by the age of 35 probably you are able to earn a reasonable amount, if at all, for your survival if you go for medical profession. While if you go for chartered accountancy, after 12th you can go for common proficiency test, CPT, clear it, and by the time you become within a year or two after that, you can become CA and start earning at the age of 24-25, and a good reasonable salary you can earn, and the progress also is fast. So financial aspect, people go into more, and hence there are less number of people available towards medical side, and this will lead to more scarcity of doctors, which is already there in India. So external factors one has to think while planning for manpower planning. One has to see for the internal factors in the form of wastage analysis, whether the competent people who have been recruited in our hospital, are we really utilizing their competencies for the right purpose, or there is a wastage of their expertise that's occurring? What is the numbers who have been employed? Are they functioning optimally? What are the number of retirements that are going to occur because of the rule that at the age of 58 or 60 people are going to retire? And what are the career skills that they have developed over a period of years? Organizational level, you will have to think about what is the reward system. If your organization is not providing the market rate of the rewards to your employees, it is likely that there will be more turnover, and it is likely that less number of people will come forward to apply for your organization or for your hospital. And whether you are doing proper method study and time study to achieve the optimal from your employees and utilizing them properly or not. What is the working practice of your labor or of your employees in a way? The culture of each state also varies, so that also will give you an idea whether people are going to be optimally, efficiently and effectively using their skills or not. As the commercial aspect, one has to see what are the sales target, what are the production targets, what are the profit targets, and how your hospital is placed in the market, what is your market share that you have got. So one has to think about all these four aspects first, investigate them thoroughly, and arrive at the forecast of what will be the supply and what will be the demand for your manpower planning. So then based on that, you are going to have the planning for that. So recruitment, training and retraining of your employees, promotion, remuneration, development, costs and productivity, all these aspects you will have to see. Then how many people are going to retire, how many are going to become redundant because they are very old and they cannot learn the new techniques. What are the industry relations in your hospital? Whether you can accommodate all that are there, or whether they are staying very far so they cannot reach in case of disasters and requirement. What's the organizational development level? What are the number of people who are seeking for transfers and outplacements? So this will give you how many manpower you can really utilize for yourself and how you can achieve the best utilization of them and get the feedback from that. This is how the framework for manpower planning goes, and then based on this framework you can propose the manpower plan. So manpower demand forecast can be arrived at by statistical analysis, say regression analysis, trend analysis. You can do it through work study, that optimal utilization of this manpower can be done, and partly it can be through managerial judgment that for my department I will need two more people, for other manager will say for my department I will need three more people and things like that. Then manpower utilization study, how you can utilize your manpower optimally, that also one has to study based on what are the changes in technology that are occurring, how you can implement and make your employees proficient or competent to use this new technology, or whether you will have to appoint new people. Then what are the changes in work organization, how the organization development is occurring in your organization, whether people are flexible, they are multi-skilled, they can be utilized from one to other. Suppose ECG technician can learn how to take EEG, then if the number of ECGs taken in that particular hospital are comparatively less because a new cardiac center is opened adjacent to that hospital, this ECG technician now can be utilized for taking EEG also. So flexibility, then what are the terms and conditions? What are the training conditions available, whether people are willing to take new trainings, and how you are going to appraise the training also, that you will see. Then what is the current manpower supply forecast based on the various functional aspect, based on various departments that you have got, the jobs that are there, the skills and trained people you have got, the appraisal results which are telling you the gap between the standards and the actual, and what is the age and length of service of people, whether they are due for retirement within a short time, then there is not much point in improvising their competencies and skills, because within 6 months or 1 year, they are going to be not useful for your organization because they are going to retire. Then internal supply forecast in the form of labor turnover index. How many employees are usually resigning and going? What is the overall turnover based on resignation, dismissal, retirement, etc.? Labor stability index. How many labor are very loyal to our organization? They remain stable. They don't leave you. And analysis technique and models will tell you overall what will be the requirement for manpower, and internal supply forecast, how many you can utilize from internal sources. Then external supply can be local labor market, whether you have got adequate number of this kind of competent people or not. As I told you earlier, we have got scarcity of nurses. So that's the labor market for nurses, that it's difficult to get the right competent nurses because most of them are leaving and going to other countries. Then competition of labor, whether the labor that is available outside, there is a lot of people who want to take them, so there's a competition for them. Then local education system, whether people are mainly studying in vernacular medium and they are not proficient in English, so it will be difficult for them to work from hospitals and all where mainly the medical tourism is there. So that also you have to think of. Then the housing problem. If they are staying very far, although they are available, they are not of much use for you. Then what is the transport facilities available? If your hospital is at a remote place where people cannot come, then it will be difficult for you to recruit the new employees. Regional and national factors also are going to affect by the son of the soil policy, by the politicians who are going to interfere in your functioning and so on and so forth. Then action HR planning will give you overall what will be the manpower supply plan, what will be the way in which you can enhance the utilization of already manpower that you have got, how you can train and develop your people to achieve the right kind of competencies which are required because of the change in technology, because of newer requirement that's occurring, and the right kind of HR policies. All these things will help in the manpower plan. Now let's understand manpower planning in nutshell. Why you need manpower planning? Because there is an increased wage cost that is occurring when you are going to have more number of people. Better manpower utilization. One has to utilize them in a better way. Cost of labor imbalance is there. Social cost of redundancy is there, because if they cannot be trained and retrained for the newer technology, then there will be a problem. And there are certain codes of practice which has to be followed as per the law, and you need better company planning. Then it's a basis for recruitment and selection, education and training, performance appraisal, remuneration plan, industrial relations strategy, future building plan, future expansion plan, and anticipation of redundancy. But manpower planning can be successful only if there is a top management backing. It requires personal records, which should be up to date, and it is based on company profits. One should do regularly manpower audit. There is going to be some loss rate, and one should have proper demand forecast, and accordingly one can make manpower plan. So this is how it is essential and how it can be done. So what are the objectives of manpower planning? First and foremost thing is to recruit and retain human resources of required quantity, that means number of people that is required, as well as quality, that means the right kind of competencies which are required. That kind of people should be available with you. To minimize turnover, one should try to minimize turnover of the employees who are there with you. Very important. Now, how to do that? When a person will not leave your hospital, who is working for you, when he has got job satisfaction, when he has got good remuneration, perks, compensation. Thirdly, when he is mentally satisfied with what he is doing, his competencies are being utilized properly, he is not doing a monotonous work, when he has got autonomy, when he is getting the feedback directly from the customers, then probably he will be happily working for you. Secondly, when he has got the chance to get trained and developed further, so that his market value also will improve and he'll get mental satisfaction that I am improving day by day. So one has to take care of all these things so that it is likely that he becomes more loyal. Secondly, he should have good working conditions. He should have good backup support in the form of mental health if required. And socially, he should be having good friendship among his other colleagues, so that interpersonal skills also should be developed, and the immediate superior should have a good emotional intelligence, empathy for him, then only he is going to stay with you and develop the loyalty towards the organization or towards the hospital. So one has to see to it that one should minimize the turnover and fill the consequent vacancies which are likely to occur as early as possible, so that the remaining people who are there need not do overwork and need not get frustrated and further leave the hospital. Now, to meet the needs of expansion, one has to consider the strategic planning of the hospital. If it is going to expand, if it is going to add some of the new departments, some of the new specialties, it has to fill those people who are having the right kind of competencies for that new department, so that the organizational objectives can be achieved. If it is going in for diversification, then also if it is only a cancer hospital and now it is going to add the wing where orthopedic surgeries will be done, then also you will need the right kind of highly super specialized orthopedic surgeons, technicians, operation assistants, etc., by the OR experts and the nursing staff. So that will have to be fulfilled by the right kind of manpower planning for that. To foresee impact of technology, one should be able to forecast that these are the new technologies which are in the pipeline, which are likely to come in India, because they are already there in the foreign countries. Now, because of the globalization which is there after 1991, you can easily understand that whatever things are occurring in foreign countries are also coming within a short time in India also. And hence, based on these researches that are there, even outside India, one should be aware of that and one should be mentally prepared to accept those changes and develop our people to achieve the competencies in those new technologies, so that you can appoint those competent people well in advance and start the new technology in your hospital, so that your hospital has got one-upmanship, and as compared to others, your hospital becomes a pioneer in treating the patients with the new technologies, and then you can have better patient turnover, more satisfied patient turnover, and your objectives can be achieved with higher profits and higher patient satisfaction. To improve standards of skill, knowledge, ability, discipline, etc., one has to see to it that your employees remain updated, upgraded in their skills periodically, year on year, and continual improvement goes on occurring, as we say in ISO standards also, so that ultimately your hospital can achieve a better quality services for the patients and your staff as well as for the relatives. To assess the surplus of shortage of HR and take measures accordingly, one should assess based on the demand and supply forecast whether in your hospital you are going to have surplus manpower or shortage of manpower, and accordingly one should try to develop strategies to correct these requirements. To maintain congenial industrial relations by maintaining optimal level and structure of human resources. If you have got the optimum level of human resources by doing a proper manpower planning, what will happen? You will have the right competent people at the right place at the right time, so that nobody is overworked, nobody is feeling that the type of work he is doing he is inadequate to do, and unnecessarily more and more burden is being thrown on that person, which will lead to a harmonious relationship, interpersonal relationship among all the employees. At the same time, organizational goals will be achieved, and this will be leading to better profits for the organization or hospital. This will lead to availability of more funds so that you can compensate your employees in a better way, and this will lead to congenial industrial relations among all. To minimize imbalances due to non-availability of HR on the right kind, right number, in right time and place, there should not be any imbalances as far as possible of the competent people to tackle the new technologies. There should not be inadequate number of people working for a particular ward or particular place, whereby people are unnecessarily going in for overtime every now and then they become fatigued, or they cannot go on leave even though they want it for the genuine reason, and this will lead to frustration, this will lead to working under time pressure, this will lead to more stress, leading to physical and mental problems with the employees. And hence you should have proper manpower planning whereby you can minimize this kind of imbalances for the right kind of people, right number of people, right at the right time and place, and to make the best use of whatever human resources you have got. So optimization, optimal utilization of all the manpower that you have got is the key to prevent problems for the other manpower. And to estimate the cost of HR, one should at the same time estimate what will be the cost of your human resources which is occurring, so that you can ultimately minimize that cost, improve the profit level for the organization or the hospital that you are working for, and then this will lead to achieving the organizational objectives in a better way, in more efficiently and effectively. So what are the various factors which are going to affect manpower planning in hospitals? There are certain external factors, there are internal factors. So external factors can be government policies like labor policy, industrial relation policy, son of the soil recruitment policy. Now labor policy is one thing where how much importance is given to trade unions, whether always they consider that the management is on the wrong side and they always take the side of the labor, so that in that case some of the labor may become little more aggressive and little more tardy also, because usually they are favored by the industrial courts and all. So labor policy, then what is the industrial relation policy of that government and what is the policy of Son of the Soil? Suppose they say that in Maharashtra, 80% of the employment should be given only to Marathas. In Kerala, say 70% of the employment should be given only to Keralites. Then it will be difficult for us to get the right kind of meritorious people to recruit them in the hospital for the competent job which will be required to be filled in. Then level of economic development. As the economic development occurs of the country and the state, what will happen? It will lead to better facilities available by the industries or the hospitals through the government, which will lead to better profits, which will lead to better compensation which can be given to the employees who will be satisfied. But if there is a recession, it is likely that infrastructure will not be easy to get through government, the subsidies will be cut off. In that case, the hospitals will have to run on meager budget, and even the patients are not going to come to take treatment at times. Even though they are really sick, they try to take some home remedies, and this will overall lead to reduction in the number of patients. And for minor problems at times, because of the financial crunch, even the patients are going to fight for the hospital bills and all. So level of economic development also is a great factor in deciding about manpower planning. Then what's the business environment overall, whether it is declining, whether your GDP is going down overall, that also will affect